A separate telephone survey, by the way, found that 96% of Americans say they always wash their hands in public restrooms, a rate that's remained relatively the same for years. For years and years and years, 96% of Americans have said, yeah, I wash my hands after using the bathroom. Sure. 4% say, no. But it turns out a lot of people lie. When observed, the highest percentage ever was 85%. And that's this most recent August. You go back just to 2007, only 75%. You go back to the 70s, only 65%. We're getting cleaner. Yeah. Now, a lot of you people are saying to yourselves, well, why don't people wash up after using the bathroom? I don't think they're failing to be conscientious. I think what's going on here, I think restrooms are becoming more and more wash-up friendly. That's what I think is going on. Bathrooms didn't always used to be wash-up friendly. I've been in far too many bathrooms where, golly, the urinal looked more pleasant to be around than the sink did. But I think public restrooms have finally become uniformly presentable and well-stocked. The problem in the past, I think, had been the failure to really trust a public restroom. Golly, in the 70s, there were a lot of gas stations where I don't think it was healthy to walk into the bathroom at all. I worked at a gas station where we just didn't use it. We went next door to the pharmacy. Over the years, I'm sure, and I don't know what it's like in the women's room. Well, that's a bold-faced lie. Of course I do. They were nice when I went in there after hours, different places I worked just to check it out. But in the men's room, it's always been particularly rugged. The soap dispenser deal didn't work, or the towel dispenser would be empty, or if it was the white cloth towel that hung down, it wouldn't unfurl to reveal that cleaner stretch of fabric. It would get stuck. If it was the blower dryer, it would be broken, or it would blow cold air. And you just got so fed up. And so, well, just sort of despondent over the whole situation. You went home generally and washed up. Many of us over the years gave up believing restrooms would ever get it together and present a comfortable, steady, consistent, clean wash-up area. But as we've moved into the 21st century, I think there's been dramatic improvement here. Bathrooms smell nicer, they look better, the people inside them are friendlier, even when they're just staring at you and writing on a clipboard and you don't know what the devil's going on. Hey, if you don't think people are friendlier in restrooms, look at Senator Larry Craig. Was that guy open to meeting new people and making friends or what? Where is Larry now? I haven't tracked him. What's he doing now? Wonder if he has weird dreams still. Wakes up. It wasn't me! Honey, you're dreaming. Oh. You know what I like to do? I don't think I've ever passed this along to you folks. What I like to do when I'm in a stall, and I know there's a guy seated in the stall right next to me, I don't like to do what Larry Craig did. I don't understand that. Or if I do it, it's usually with tap shoes. I like real loud tap shoes. And then I just go all, what's that guy's name? Hines? Dennis, what's that guy, great tap dancer's name?
Greg Hines. Greg
Hines, he's Johnny's brother, isn't he?
I think so.
John Hines. Greg Hines, wouldn't that be funny? Larry's in one stall. Instead of just tapping, you do this Gregory Hines thing on him. Anyway, what I like to do, I like to knock on the divider between us when I'm in a stall and I know there's a guy next door. I like to knock on it, and I like to make sure I get his attention. Then I whisper, "We're going to get you out of there, mister. Hang tight." Usually there's this silence, and I say it again, and then invariably he says, are you talking to me? And then I say, yeah, well, we're going to get a team in here soon, and we're going to help you out. Rest assured, your family's been made aware of your situation, as well as the folks at your work there, and they want you to know they're all pulling for you. Now, I'm going to send a roll of toilet paper over the top of the wall. I want you to catch it and write on it any message you want me to relay to your next of kin. I do that all the time. And I don't know why. But I suppose it makes the whole banal experience of a bathroom visit just a hell of a lot more exhilarating. For me, for the other guy, for anybody listening elsewhere in the room. And generally, you don't get in trouble in a bathroom doing creepy stuff because the tension is so high in a men's room. I don't know if you women know this. There's great tension in a men's room generally. And it's such that anything weird going on, generally guys just want to get out, get out, get out. You know, this is a room that could use three or four exits. They don't want to stick around and deal with the weirdness. All weirdness out in a foyer, weirdness in an atrium, weirdness in an auditorium, they'll deal with that. In a bathroom, where's the door? Where's the door? So you don't have to worry about any repercussions. That guy in the stall next to me, he's out of there. He's out of there